MRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Call us now. It's toll-free, 888-723-4630.
Hey, Griff, before we go to the phones, Joel Stern from Valley Stream, New York, sent us a contact us email. He's known on eBay as a Pantiq, A-P-A-N-T-I-Q. And his question is, regarding your recommendation on not using punctuation marks in listing titles, can I use the quotation mark as in 15 inches tall instead of five extra characters by writing out inches tall? So he wants to know if he can do 15 and then the little inch.
Why
marks.
Is that in the title? Why would you put the measurements of the item in the title?
Maybe it's a 15-inch tall. I don't know.
If it's if you've got the space, yeah, you can say 15 and then the single quote to indicate inches. But I'm just curious as to why someone's putting measurements in the title. They belong in the item specifics.
Okay. So it's okay to use that.
Yeah, as opposed to 15 and then the word inch, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to be, I don't think, I need to know more detail. I find it hard to think of an instance, I mean, in the vast inventory of the world, where a search keyword would be the height of an item.
Okay.
I know in some cases measurements are important. I can tell you one where I just bought some, if you're searching for buttons. So I was looking for some replacement buttons, and when I was searching, I would search for the size of the button, which was 20 millimeters, so it was 20 mm.
Uh-huh.
And that's different. So I'm trying to think of what kind of item where it would be that critical in search to have the size of the item as height in inches. And I can't think of anything offhand. Now, it doesn't mean it might actually be appropriate, but I can't think of it right offhand.
If you can think of anything that's appropriate, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Griff and I are looking for anything that's appropriate.
Because we're usually
appropriate.
Inappropriate.
Oh. Griff, it's time for our research report with Matt Broussard, brought to you from Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Take it away, Matt.
Well, August is a very popular time of year for camping and hiking. eBay shoppers apparently love to camp, and they spend about $350,000 every day on clothing, tents, and supplies. Many camping-related categories hit peak sales in mid-August. For example, day packs and backpacks peaked just last week. According to popular searches, shoppers are most interested in keywords like hammocks, headlamps, camelback hydration packs, Coleman lanterns and stoves, and paracords. I'm actually already familiar with paracords because I got one in a loot crate a few months ago. It's basically a few feet of nylon cable made into a bracelet that can be unraveled and used in an emergency. Thankfully, I haven't needed mine yet.
Wow.
If you have a business that ties into clothing, shoes, and accessories, sporting goods, or home and garden categories, now is a very good time to be researching best-selling products related to camping. This is Matt Broussard reporting from Terapeak.com, eBay market research to increase your online sales.
So
now
Matt,
back to Griffin Lee.
So yeah. Matt, so what is it called again? So it's a bracelet.
It's a paracord.
Paracord.
Yeah, it's cable like what's used in a parachute. And it's repurposed into a garment or like an accessory you can wear. And you can take it apart and use it to do things like support your tent or tie things together.
Oh, cool.
They don't recommend it for tying off a wound because it's too thin a cable to form a proper tourniquet. But it's useful for other things like, you know, if you have gear that needs to be tied together and stuff like that.
Matt, thank you so much. Always great to hear from you. Thank you. Live report from Terapeak, a friend of eBay Radio's and eBay, to be sure.
Absolutely.
So let me see what else we have here. Oh, you know, there's a wonderful story on page 12 that we sent you over.
Page 12, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's interesting. Henry Ford once said, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. One of the biggest lessons I ever learned in my life, and it all came about when I needed to negotiate, and I realized that I was in a conference room. This is not the eBay deal. This is way before this. I was in a conference room with some of the biggest people, movers and shakers in the broadcast industry, and there I was, just me, negotiating with these three guys. And I thought to myself, oh my God, I can do this. And after I walked out, I can do this. And for the rest of my life, I never felt, you know, going into negotiations is a challenge and fun for me, and I'm not afraid any longer. So it's all about that power of positive thinking. So the Wall Street Journal published an article about the significance of our beliefs and the mental models or mindsets that shape our behavior. I mean, Griff, I'm sure, the way you got your job at eBay, and we all know about that, you went from one lifestyle to, boom, another one, like overnight.
Well, no. Wait a minute. I don't know if this is that drastic.
Well, you were a designer. You were into antiques and collectibles, and all of a sudden, you're in corporate America overnight.
Yeah.
And
so, well, remember, it was a startup with five people, so...
But still, your life changed significantly.
Let me preface that. I didn't realize till years later. I was unable to gauge the change until years later.
And that happens sometimes because we're on that treadmill of change that
yes,
I talked about.
Yes, exactly.
So according to psychologists, we act and perform in accordance with the beliefs that these models tell us is true. Henry Ford went from a poor guy with an idea to a multimillionaire because he believed in his idea. I went from being a young Southern girl who was raised to be a wife, mother, and a secretary if I had to go out and work, to being the president of a company. Trust me, it was a big change in my head, in my heart, and in what I thought about myself. So Henry Ford went from a poor guy with an idea to a multimillionaire because he believed in his idea. So if you think that something is not possible or out of your reach, you're probably not going to commit much energy and resources to accomplishing that goal.
Oh, yeah.
So if you say to yourself, I want to be a really big, major eBay seller.
Yeah.
But, it's just not me. I'm just going to go ahead and keep selling the stuff in my garage, and maybe I'll go, you know. If you continue to think of yourself that way, that's exactly where you're going to end up.
In San Jose, we are 20.
We are 20.
Why? Why did that come up? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not going to argue with it.
But so the real issue here is you think thoughts about yourself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Stop thinking those thoughts.
Why?
Go up one level.
I can't
go
stop.
Go up a
now
second level,
stop,
a third level, a fourth level.
Oh.
I can do this. I can become a power seller on eBay. Oh. I can become anything I want to become. You can, you know. That's the point. So the first thing you need to do is begin by specifically identifying the results you want, all right? You want to become a power seller on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you want to make per month?
I
want to make $10,000 a month. Oh. Would be fine. No, I'm not greedy. $10,000 a month is fine.
Oh, okay.
Then you need to break it down into daily goals.
Hmm.
Then you create and develop actions that are going to help you accomplish those results. Lastly, examine your beliefs about those actions to determine if they're holding you back. Know your numbers. Figure out what you need to do to get where you want to go. Okay? It's really that simple.
Yeah.
You're not what you think you are. You're much more, much better, much bigger. So go for it.
Tell it to the demons.
Honestly, Griff, I went from this little Southern belle who was so naive about so many things. I left home when I was 17.
Oh, you did you?
I did. And then eventually owned my own company. You think that isn't a big lifestyle change and a big, change in how I felt about myself.
No, I agree. Yeah, yeah.
I believe in the fake it till you make it, because while you're faking it, you'll learn how to do it. So Joseph DeMarco from Oradell, New Jersey, Griff.
Yeah, yes.
Known as Hubcap Joe. You know, we love Hubcap Joe. Regarding the discussion about inches in the title.
Yes.
He said, I find it very helpful for certain eBay Motors listings, for instance. Volkswagen hubcaps come in two main sizes, 15-inch and 16-inch,
right,
with 16-inch being in great demand. So to help buyers easily find the correct size, I will sometimes list my item this way. Genuine set of four 16-inch Volkswagen hubcaps. This way the buyer can easily see they are the hard-to-find 16-inch ones and not the more common 15-inch ones. Of course, I also use the parts compatibility feature, which helps a lot, too. Looking forward to seeing you guys in San Jose, Joe DeMarco. Looking forward to seeing you too, Joe. So people are trying to come up with ideas or ways that they would put inches in the title.
Yeah.
And I can think of another one, Griff. I was trying to buy a long sterling silver chain, you know, to put some of my stuff on, turquoise stuff on.
Sure, yeah.
And I need a certain length.
A certain je ne sais quoi.
You know, it needs to be like 15 inch or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
I can think of other, yeah, I can think. There's many cases where it's important. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Time flies. Up next, our last segment of today's show of Ask Griffin Lee.
Between one and five packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Endesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Endesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Piste de Resistance? You can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Endesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at endicia.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com. And mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 334.
Negotiating at estate sales and swap meets is a good thing. That according to Tim Chapman, who's known on eBay as Mr. Customer Service.
Some people think negotiating, you know, they don't like negotiating and gets nervous, that type of thing. But negotiating is good, and it's part of what we do. Because very often when you go to buy something, the person doesn't really know the value. They got it from a storage unit or, you know, they're at the estate sale, if they didn't look it up or whatever. So if they say, well, I want $100 for this, and you go, okay, I'll give you $100. And they're thinking to themselves, oh, wait a minute. I think I sold it too low. So part of negotiating is, even if it is a good price, try to get a little.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And today's very last segment of the Ask Griffin Lee show is brought to you by CampaignGo Master Your Sales.
Where were we? Sherry Smith from Largo, Florida.
Yeah, Sherry.
Known as Scrunchies by Sherry. You know Sherry.
Scrunchies, yeah.
She said, "Hey, Griff, I use size and inches in the title for plush toys. I just got a 25-inch Stitch Plus from Disney that I listed and want to let people know that it's the 25-inch and not a small one." Thanks.
Right, so
people are just writing in, you know, to tell us there are some.
And I can see that. If there are more than one version of a particular item and the version difference is size, then, yeah, that's important.
And I wish that people would put the size of chains in the title so that I don't have to go into each listing to find out the size of the chain. It's a waste of my time.
Waste.
So if you're selling chains, please put the length so we short gals will be able to pick what we need.
Right.
Hey, Griff, it's time for the event calendar.
Oh, yes, let's do that.
Okay. First of all, you go to voicemarketingradio.com or just go to ebayradio.com and click on the archive button. That'll get you right to it. And then there'll be some links up at the top. Hover over seller resources and click on seller events, and you'll see this same calendar I'm reading from right now. Okay. So, tonight in Raleigh, North Carolina, at 6 p.m., as a matter of fact, at Panera Bread, 6201 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the Raleigh e-commerce and eBay sellers meetup group. They're going to talk about all kinds of things today. The contact details, Paul Apollonia. So you might want to go there if you're in Raleigh tonight. Next week, on the 24th, which is a Monday, from 6 to 9 p.m., location is Felipe's Pizza Grotto, 13,000 Oak Knoll Drive in Poway, California, which is in San Diego County. Cindy Halstead is the organizer. It's the Surf's Up eBay San Diego Sellers Group meetup, and Will Seipel, who's CEO of WorthPoint, is going to be there. And they're going to join their fellow sellers for an evening with Will. $10 covers the food and the tip for you. And then next Tuesday is the SoCal e-commerce sellers group. They're going to talk about negotiation strategies from thrift hunters Brian Goodman and researching and valuing your items with WorthPoint's Will Seipel. So they're both going to be there together on that particular night. Also, the same day is the Bay Area eBay and e-commerce sellers meetup. Sell more, save time, ignite your holiday sales. That's at 7 to 9 p.m. Tuesday, August 25th. Location, eBay Inc., 2065 Hamilton Avenue in San Jose, California. Then lastly, for this month, on the 27th, is the Sydney eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. Learn how to buy and sell on eBay. 99 on York, 9599 York Street in Sydney, Australia. 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. on August 27th. Then, of course, we have to go to the next month.
In San Jose, we are 20.
We are 20.
And that is the 10th of September in San Jose, California. We are 20. Organizer is, of course, eBay. Starts at 11 a.m. Thursday, the 10th of September. Ends at 5:30 p.m. Friday afternoon, the 11th of September. Location is San Jose Convention Center in San Jose, California. And you want to be a part of it all, right? So go to ebay.com/we are 20. Register. It's $95. You'll find a whole list of hotels that are offering special rates, and go and have a good time. And one of the great things that's going on, I think, Griff, don't you, is that some secrets are going to be given out.
Secrets?
Yeah, some new stuff.
Psst, it's secret.
It's new stuff. Yeah. Has to do with returns, with shipping, with your seller ratings, all kinds of stuff. So that group that's going to be there in San Jose is going to find out all these things earlier than their competition and be able to put it in place. Of course, as you said the other day, sometimes it takes a while for these things to get started. But still, you will be on top of the game. So it's just another reason to go to San Jose and have fun with eBay. So are they all excited in the hallways and everything, Griff? Lots of meetings going on and stuff?
There have been a lot of meetings, yes. But I think Yeah, there's people are excited because there'll be a lot of employees will be there. So, someone asked if there will be tours of the campus, and there will not be tours of the campus.
Oh, okay. Some people wanted to know that. But right. is the store going to be open?
I believe the store will be open. The store won't have a presence at the event, though.
Donna, would you get in touch with our friends over at the eBay store and see if they're going to be open during the event and what their times are? And that way we will be able to talk about it on Tuesday on the air. Okay, that's good. Well, Griff, I hope you have a good weekend.
I hope you do, too. What am I going to do this weekend? Oh, I'm listing.
Good.
It's not going to be that hot, so I can go out into the garage, and I'm going to be listing the night away.
No air conditioning in the old garage. Huh?
Listing. Everybody get online. Listing. We'll be listing the night away. Remember that old tune?
Of course. Yeah. Well, have a good time.
Anyhow.
I doubled up on my pain meds. I did. And I sent the doctor a note this morning. I said, it didn't work for you anymore. I had to double up. You need to help me. Yeah, well, I'm on 2 painkillers right now.
Hopefully you'll feel better by
Tuesday. I
feel wonderful,
though.
Yeah, I bet you do, babe. This segment was brought to you by Campaign Go. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought. Goodbye.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Carigian and her 4 colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With 3 eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.